There was better news this week for the nearly 650,000 beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. The program covers people who came into the country as children and are here illegally. On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration's attempt to end the program was arbitrary and capricious, which means that DACA recipients, also known as Dreamers, can stay, at least for now. People like Edison Suasanavas, who came to the U.S. with his family from Ecuador when he was 12. He is now a specialist in a molecular oncology lab working with cancer patients in Utah.
I feel like 90% of us thought like we were going to lose that decision in court. But it just gives us hope that whatever pattern they want to choose in Washington to help us out, we'll take it.
Today, Suasanavas is celebrating Father's Day with his 4-year-old daughter and 6-month-old son, both born in the U.S.
I'm just happy that I get to spend it with them this year, because in other years, I was so worried that they were going to take away like my work permit. So I will always work Father's Day.
In Phoenix, Arizona, another DACA recipient and father of three is grateful for the court's ruling. But on this Father's Day, Jaciel Zambrano is thinking of his own dad, who was deported.
So it was scary. You know, we didn't think we would ever see him again. And just the thought of going back and not having a way to come back, especially when all we know is, you know, all we knew was the culture here. So I tell my kids and my wife that, you know, the best father's gift that I have is just having you guys with me, you know. Spending every moment with you guys, you know, waking up, seeing you guys there, cook, you know, a meal here at home. That's enough for me. You know, I tell them I'm a father for you guys every single day. And that's never gonna stop.
The thoughts of Jaciel Zambrano and Edison Suasanavas, two dreamers celebrating a special Father's Day today.